Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Tuesday, April 30th. Thank you for rating the podcast and sharing it with friends. It means a lot to us. If you have not rated the podcast yet, please go do so right now. I'll stop talking for a minute so you can go do it and not lose your spot. Just kidding. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Today is Course Growth Day. But first, the news. Champions Cup stats catch up. The payout for the Champions Cup was $145,000. That's $5,000 more than the 2023 edition. Nicely done. Also, Andrew Presnell played his first major in 2017. Since then, he has played 254 PDGA tournaments. That's an average of one tournament every 9.8 days. Insane. He has been grinding on tour. Andrew Presnell's majors in 2023, this is how he did last year. He got 53rd, 59th, 40th, and 60th, missing cash at three of them. His last top 20 was at the 2019 PDGA Worlds. He got 14th. It was held at Northwood and Lake Eureka. Someone should have seen this one coming. Not really. Anyway, another neat stat. Not as neat, though. The days between Ricky Wysocki's first major and his sixth major was 2,454 days. The days since his sixth major, 2,499 days. Ouch. Another interesting stat. Andrew Presnell joins five other people as the only people that have won an MPO major that never got in the top 10 before that win. That list includes Harold Duval in 1982, Sam Farrens in 1984, Greg Hosfeld in 1987, and then there was an 18-year gap until Nate Doss did it again in 2005, Ricky Wysocki did it in 2011, and now Andrew Presnell in 2024. And to close it out, this is from Big Freshness on Reddit. I just thought it was really poignant. Andrew Presnell has always been one of my favorite players on tour. He's humble, relatable, and in my opinion, one of the most deserving players to win a major. I recall listening to his story after his Silver Series win at Mid-America last year. He was a special needs teacher and coach in the public school system for nearly a decade before deciding to risk it all and chase his dream of professional disc golf. In an era where pro disc golf is starting to get the recognition and support similar to other professional sports, I'm happy that Andrew gets to experience the spotlight win of the first major in 2024. To many more wins, my dude. Congrats. Well said. Big Freshness. And our number two story today, UDisc's Major Winners article. There have been 98 disc golf majors with an open division, and 31 different players have claimed victories at one or more of them. And if you want to know who any of those competitors are and what events they've won, there's a great link in the show notes. I'm going to go over some of the highlights. They have a really interesting history of the majors in the article. For example, did you know the first official PDGA major was held in 2002? They retroactively called the World Championships and the USDGCs prior to that majors. Also, the PDGA Major Committee has expressed a desire to keep the number of majors in disc golf at four. That's a good traditional number in line with other sports, namely Worlds, Champions Cup, European Open, and the U.S. and the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship. Eight men have won three or more PDGA majors, nine have won two or more, and 16 have won one. Interestingly, four of the last five MPO majors were won by someone for the first time. And the fifth one, which was won by a repeat, which was Isaac Robinson, who started this little streak on first-timers at the 2023 Champions Cup. For a crazy good read, amazing stats, and great analysis, the link is in the show notes. Worth checking out. Our number three story today, PDGA disc approvals. Lone Star Discs has a new putter called the Yellow Rose. Hooligan Discs has a new putter called the Dime and a new distance driver called the Thread. And the Thread looks ready to go. Maybe it'll be released soon. And Stokely Discs has had the Finch and the Owl PDGA approved. They look to be putt and approach discs. And our final news story of the day, congratulations to Mia Lazat, born April 25th, 2024. She is set to graduate high school in 2042. Oof. 10 fingers, 10 toes, everyone's happy and healthy. Congrats to the Lazats. Simon, Natalia, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Welcome to the Lazats, party of four. Now let's see how many new courses were opened this week. All right, course growth is a great way to track the growth of disc golf, and it keeps going. Last week, we had 29 new courses put in the ground. That's just one shy of the most we've had in any one week this year. We are at 15,427 courses currently. We're averaging over 18 courses a week and over 2.5 courses a day. By the end of the year, I estimate there will be 16,045 disc golf courses in the world, and we should hit 945 new courses this year. That's an annual growth rate of 7%. Pretty darn good for a sport that I've heard some people say is not growing. The United States led the list with 18 new courses. The United Kingdom was in second there with 3 new courses. Norway and Denmark had 2 each, and Sweden, France, Australia, and the Philippines each had 1 new course. The Philippines had 7 courses. They now have 8, a 12.5% growth rate. There you have it. That does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email, discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.